Here it is. The show you've been listening to, or you're about to listen to, has been brought to you by Change Mindset Magazine. An idea is likened on to a beautiful bird with beautiful colors. When you look through the window, you see a bird standing on your balcony, and you start to admire it, try to get close to it, it flies away. Ideas come and ideas go. But the first step of ownership to own an idea is to write down that idea, because ideas come and ideas go. If you keep it in your mind, just like a beautiful bird, it has come and it will disappear. It will go. But when you write it down, that's the first step of ownership. Everything that is written down, whoever wrote it down, owned that ownership and he brought it down into the physical reality of the earth. And then from what is written down, you can literally begin to describe the different dimensions of what you have written down depending on your understanding. And then from there, you can find ways of practicing what you have written down, because your understanding understands what you have written down, because your ability of capacity owns what you have written down. Then the understanding tries to bring it down into practicing what you have written down, and then what you have written down begins to take a physical reality, a sketched reality first, then it takes on a physical reality next, revealing and exposing what you have had as an idea, written it down in its understanding, and then now trying to get mixed different things, bring them together with the aim and the purpose of making the physical reality of that what you have written down into its physical product, physical service of physical manifestation.
As I always say, life is a school. When you stop learning, you stop progressing. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo Girls Courthouse here in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, in the Pearl of Africa. Celebrate Uganda. God bless.